Welcome to local heroes Julia Im and Darren Finn, who have just returned from the World Championships with gold medals in their respective disciplines. Julia, first to you. Hearty congratulations on being the first tennis player from the country, never mind the district, to have medalled at the Games. Julia, why has it taken so long, in your opinion?
Well, had you asked me that question when I was starting out in the sport, I would have said the infrastructure was lacking. However, that has come on in leaps and bounds in recent years. Likewise, our once inadequate coaching system is now on a par with the best and sets the standard internationally, I feel. Indeed, we always had willing coaches, but as a nation relatively new to this sport, I think what we were lacking was the experience and expertise. The policy of inviting coaches from elsewhere in the world to lead our program has paid dividends in a big way. It has added a level of professionalism to the program that has given our athletes the edge. Granted, there has been a huge increase in financial investment alongside the investment in human resources, but as we have seen from examples in other sports, that alone is not sufficient by any means.
Darren, you have also tasted success in one of our newer disciplines. Do you feel the same way as Julia?
Well, on the back of my success, we are due to see a hugely significant increase in funding going forward. This has been approved by the government, but we won't know whether or not the improved funding will make a difference for some time. What I can say for sure, then, is that even lacking appropriate funding, the evidence of my success clearly demonstrates that we can overachieve with professional coaching mechanisms in place. And, at present, the best coaches are indeed foreign, so attracting them here to train us has made a massive difference. And with the new investment we are expecting to receive now, hopefully the infrastructure will also improve, leading to further success at future championships.
How, Darren, were you able to achieve so much in light, as you say, of patently having so little by way of resources at your disposal compared to competitors in other countries?
Well, aside from the coaching, which I've already highlighted as pivotal, I personally was fortunate to attain private sponsorship for my training. This allowed me to focus full-time on achieving my goals. The majority of my colleagues have not been so lucky. Sports grants are given out only in disciplines where our athletes do well. So, up until now, we have had to self-finance our training, and most of my colleagues do this by holding down a job. We cannot be expected to compete with full-time professionals when, for all intents and purposes, we are still operating in an amateur system. The dire situation, lack of interest and funding, certainly motivated me to do as well as I could, knowing full well that success would ensure better support for myself and my colleagues in future.
Indeed, many people are critical about the sports funding system in this country. Clearly, Darren feels that his sport was somewhat neglected,